All right, let's get started with our political story tonight. The key aide of Arvind Kejriwal, his principal secretary, Rajendra Kumar, has been arrested. This as the CBI formally charges him with being the kingpin in a major corruption scam worth almost 57 crores. Remember, this has been an ongoing controversy, but the Aam Aadmi Party had virtually dared the government, the centre that is, to come up with any evidence. Arvind Kejriwal had said in an interview to NDTV is that all they found at Rajendra Kumar's house in CBI raids were a few whiskey bottles. But the CBI now says it has hard evidence to prove that Rajendra Kumar was the kingpin of an entire scam that involved Benami companies. Contracts were being awarded without tenders, and in turn, Rajendra Kumar and other accomplices were pocketing bribes. Let's listen to what the CBI had to say.
The Central Bureau of Investigation has today arrested five persons, including a senior civil servant, government of NCT Delhi, another official of Delhi government, two directors of a Delhi-based private company, and a private person. The allegations relate to bribery and abuse of official position by the said senior civil servant and others to favour a Delhi-based private company.
All right, Manish Sisodia, the Deputy Chief Minister, hitting back at that allegation, saying that the Modi government has stooped low and this is political revenge.
पिछले 23 साल के इतिहास में कभी भी केंद्र सरकार कभी भी इतनी घटिया हरकतों पर नहीं उतरी. बदला ले रहे हैं मोदी दिल्ली के लोगों से कि आपने हमारी पार्टी को वोट नहीं दिया. अब हम देखते हैं आपके लोगों को अनुथाइस कॉलोनी को कैसे ठीक किया जाएगा, कैसे आप लोगों की एजुकेशन ठीक कर दी जाएगी. लेकिन हम कहना चाहते हैं मोदी जी, आप हमारे यहाँ चपरासी भी छोड़ देंगे ना, हम चपरासी के दम पे भी सरकार चला के दिखाएंगे, लेकिन दिल्ली के लोगों के लिए काम करेंगे. मर जाएंगे लेकिन आपकी इन साजिशों को सफल नहीं होने देंगे.
All right, so the Aam Aadmi Party is saying even if you arrest every single bureaucrat in this government, we will run it with peons, daring the Modi government to proceed. The BJP is saying this is all about corruption. Thonimat, bring our viewers up to speed as to what exactly is the background of this case. Because the last time that Rajendra Kumar was arrested, the last time there were raids, the Aam Aadmi Party government claimed that all that was found was a few whiskey bottles. How exactly has the CBI made progress, according to them, on this case?
Right, what the CBI is telling us, Barkha, is that they have in fact scanned through a lot of documents looking at projects essentially between the years 2007 and 2012. Essentially talking about how a front company was set up by Rajendra Kumar in 2006 named Endeavour Systems Private Limited. And wherever Rajendra Kumar was posted in Delhi government, whether it was in the Delhi Transco Limited in 2007, and from then onwards he went on to the Health Department, to the Trade and Taxes Department, and finally to the Urban Development of the Delhi government, where all the time, wherever there were projects related to infotech, related to software development, related to hiring of staff, technical staff for the Delhi government, all the time projects were going to Endeavour Systems Private Limited. And according to the CBI, the entire scam is worth 50 crores. In fact, just to give you an example of what they told us today, essentially they have in fact got information to suggest that there were email exchanges between directors of Endeavour Systems Private Limited, people who were working for that company, and Rajendra Kumar, which they have as evidence. There's evidence to suggest that Rajendra Kumar was in fact defending Endeavour Systems Private Limited when questions were being raised by his own successors in these departments as to why constantly contracts were being forwarded to Endeavour Systems Private Limited when they had not even applied for the, in fact, gone through the tendering process to begin with. There were certain cases where no tendering process was followed, rules were flouted, even then this company was favoured. And in fact, this all started in 2007 when Rajendra Kumar in fact brought in Sandeep Kumar, who went on to become the director of Endeavour Systems Private Limited as a consultant for the Delhi government, and cancelled all the ads which had gone out on behalf of the government looking for a consultant for their technical processes. So what the Delhi CBI in fact told us today is that they have managed to collate a lot of information through the documents that they had accessed, partly through their raids at the secretariat, and also scanning through a lot of emails which they had got, again, correspondences between Rajendra Kumar and these people who were working for Endeavour Systems Private Limited, that according to CBI front company, and gauged that it is not 9 crores as they had estimated earlier, but a scam worth 50 crores in which they see Rajendra Kumar as the main kingpin, and bribes had constantly, according to the CBI, been given, forwarded through Endeavour Systems Private Limited to finally landing up at Rajendra Kumar. Barkha?
All right, it is, of course, the politics of the case that now will overtake the conversation around this. Thonima, thanks very much. Sambit Patra of the BJP is with us on the program, and Ashutosh of the Aam Aadmi Party is also joining us. Sambit, let's start with you straight away. You heard what the Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi said. He said, even if you arrest every single bureaucrat, we will run this government with peons, that you have stooped to a low level because the Prime Minister is unable to get over the Delhi defeat. And the BJP is getting anxious about the poll surveys that are forecasting good news for the AAP in Punjab and Goa.
In fact, Barkha, I heard both of them. I heard your reporter as well as Manish Sisodia. I mean, your reporter was on facts. She had right now placed certain facts as to how there was a front company by the name of ESPL, that is Endeavour System Private Limited, which in fact empaneled itself to a PSU whenever Mr. Rajendra Kumar was in a department heading the department, be it TRASCO, be it the health department as its secretary, be it other departments in the tax and the trade department where he was a commissioner. So in this, most of the tenders had gone to the Endeavour System Private Limited without the typical tendering system. And now the CBI says that it was a scam worth 57 crore rupees. So these are specifics. What I hear as the Deputy Chief Minister, Mr. Manish Sisodia's rhetorics, there's nothing called a specific. I don't understand as to why the Deputy Chief Minister and Mr. Arvind Kejriwal should be protecting a person who is embroiled in corruption. There are allegations against Mr. Rajendra Kumar about corruption. There are specifics. And let me tell you, Barkha, the first complaint about Rajendra Kumar was from a colleague of his, a successor, as rightly pointed out by your report. In fact, Mr. Joshi, Ashish Joshi, who was also a bureaucrat, who was a member secretary of the Delhi Dialogue Commission of the Aam Aadmi Party, he was the first to write to the CBI and Lieutenant Governor saying that these are the issues which needs a probing. And remember, the Aam Aadmi Party had always been pointing towards
the... Just a minute. Before I get Ashutosh, the fact of the matter is that Rajendra Kumar, this particular allegation of a scam dates back to when he was not in the Aam Aadmi Party government, but when he was in the Sheila Dixit government. This dates back to a time period that we're talking about in 2006. Now, Kejriwal has asked, why has it taken all these years, and why has it taken for me to be chief minister for any government to act against Rajendra Kumar? We're in 2016. It's 10 years later.
So what is the excuse? If someone was corrupt 2006 to 2014, remember, it is not just one date. It is an expansion from 2007 to 2014, as rightly pointed out by your reporter. So if someone was corrupted 2014, we should not be acting just because the Midas, Mr. Arvind Kejriwal, has touched that guy. Just because Mr. Arvind Kejriwal has certified that Mr. Rajendra Kumar is a fantastic person, so he should not be touched.
Let me bring in Ashutosh. Ashutosh is on the phone line. Unfortunately, our camera crew is stuck in traffic. Ashutosh, go ahead to what Sambit Patra is saying. The fact of the matter is, can you convert an allegation of corruption into political victimhood?
No. See, Barkha, we have to understand this, that Rajendra Kumar, it just happened to be just incidental. His presence in this case is just incidental. I'll just cite three things. One, that today only, today it has been very, very important day for the Delhi government, because in today, 8 officers from the Delhi government has been transferred without any reason. And this is happening when the 309 dynamic officers should be here, only 165 officers are left in Delhi. Secondly, in the Sheila Dixit case, it is not the Sheila Dixit which has been interrogated by the Anti-Corruption Bureau, but who is being interrogated is Mr. Kapil Mishra. Against whom there's a corruption charges against Sheila Dixit. For the last 2 years, the matter is with the Anti-Corruption Bureau. Aam Aadmi Party Anti-Corruption Bureau, the government has lodged an FIR against Sheila Dixit in 2013. Till now, no investigation. And now what is happening? The Minister Kapil Mishra is being interrogated by the Anti-Corruption
but
Bureau.
But talk about Rajendra Kumar, Ashutosh, talk about Rajendra Kumar. The fact is, he's now being accused. Answer the specific allegation. Benami firms, 57 crore scam, him giving contracts without tenders, routing that kickback back to himself, said to receive a personal bribe of over almost 2 crores. How do you respond to the specific charge?
Let me just read what on 8th April court has said about the CBI's conduct in this particular case. On 8th April, a special CBI court has sent a reference to the Delhi High Court to initiate contempt proceedings against the investigation officers of the corruption against IAS officer Rajendra Kumar. And the court has been scathing. I'm saying court has been scathing. What the court has observed, it appears a bit unusual that the bribe amounts are coming into applicant accounts, whereas ordinary course of the conduct suggests that the applicant company who alleged to have secured contracts should have been bribe the public servant. CBI, being premier investigating agency, is expected to follow the mandate of law. Then further court says that the CBI is conspicuously ambiguous and also did not expand argument from where the commissions were received by the applicant. In the 3 months' time, it has been almost 6 months, more than 6 months, no charge sheet has been filed. So the court has moved, has said that the contempt proceedings should be initiated against the official as early as April 8th. This shows what? This shows that this whole case has been concocted to defame Arvind Kejriwal's government. In the last 1 week, if you see, firstly, Dinesh Monia, the Aam Aadmi Party's MLA, has been arrested.
Yes.
Then another MLA from
Bandaluri. I'm allowing somebody to come in half a second. Yeah.
And now this case. So this clearly shows that today, if Narendra Modi has one object, one goal, is somehow to destabilize Aam Aadmi Party government, to paralyze Aam Aadmi Party government.
Samit, come in on that.
First, I don't understand as to how, if a corrupt, allegedly corrupt person like Rajendra Kumar is arrested because of his misdeeds during the tenure of 2007 to 2014, that is akin to maligning Mr. Arvind Kejriwal, until and unless there were certain ulterior motives of Mr. Arvind Kejriwal, which we now seem to believe in, because the way they are reacting, right now Mr. Ashutosh was saying that Mr. Rajendra Kumar's arrest is just incidental. This is not the way to react, in fact, to an incidental case. The way, in fact, the Aam Aadmi Party's deputy Chief Minister, Mr. Manish Sisodia, and now the Chief Minister has been reacting. This does not show this is just an incidental case. And secondly,
Samit, how do you explain the quotes from the court that you heard Ashutosh read out, that the court itself found the CBI position to be ambiguous, that it took a long time for the CBI to actually build a case?
I have also gone through that.
Yes.
I'll tell you. As far as the court proceedings are concerned, mostly the court proceedings were related to return of the documents that were seized during the CBI raid from Mr. Rajendra Kumar's office. And in fact, the High Court and the Supreme Court varied in their orders. The High Court said that, well, you need not return the documents. The Supreme Court went ahead and said that you please return the documents. That is totally on different grounds. Corruption is totally on different grounds. So both these grounds, just a second, both these grounds should not be mixed. And let me tell you, if CBI is erring, if CBI has flaunted the rules, then tomorrow when these people would be produced in front of the Patiala House Court, naturally the court would reprimand CBI. We are not standing in the way. The government is not standing in the way. Let the courts decide. If the CBI has erred, let the Patiala House Court tomorrow pull the CBI when they produce the people who have arrested today in front of them.
Ashutosh, before you react to that, let me ask you a particular question. It seems almost like a political strategy of the Aam Aadmi Party that every time there is any kind of case, you elevate it to the level of Narendra Modi. It's almost like you're positioning, or you want to position Arvind Kejriwal versus Narendra Modi no matter what the battle is. The fact is that this is a battle about a Delhi principal secretary. Why are you making it about Narendra Modi?
See, even in December 15, when the CBI raided the Chief Minister's office, even then we had said that if there is an iota of evidence against Rajendra Kumar, he could be prosecuted. We had not buzzed on that line. But you just heard what the court has objected, what the court has observed. And let me again repeat, the court has very clearly said that the CBI is conspicuously ambiguous and also did not expand argument from where the commissions were received. Court has gone to the extent of saying that not a bribe is paid in this case. Now the point is, I don't know from where Sandeep Patra has got the khyan. This matter is here for the simple reason because Mr. Modi is not in a habit of losing any battle. When he lost 2015, his aura of invincibility was broken. Let me complete, Barkha. His aura of invincibility was broken. And now Aam Aadmi Party seems to be winning with massive majority in Punjab and also dislodging BJP government in the Goa. So now this Mr. Modi knows that if he loses Goa and Punjab both, it will be difficult for him to come back again in 2019. And there will be very serious
So let Samit respond there. Samit, the point is that there are many different things that have happened, right? The fact is that there are also the 14 bills that were returned, which the center has sent back. So when you see all of this in a continuum, the Aam Aadmi Party can build a political argument that the center is not letting the government function.
See, Barkha, I mean, with all due respect to Mr. Ashutosh, the Aam Aadmi Party and Mr. Arvind Kejriwal may dislodge Obama, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. It's a democratic country. They can go and dislodge anyone. please, for God's sake, don't fight on rhetorics. Secondly, as far as 14 bills are concerned, or as far as this case is concerned, I ask a simple question. Has the Supreme Court of this country taken a final call on Rajendra Kumar's case as is being presented by the Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson? Of course not. That doesn't mean that the case should not be tried. If it would have taken a final closer case in the Supreme Court, naturally the CBI would not have done what it has done today. Secondly, as far as the bills and all are concerned, every government, be it Mr. Kejriwal's government or Mr. Modi's government or any other government, we all have to work within the compound wall, the premises of the constitution of this country. If you trespass beyond that, whichever government you may be, naturally the law will ask you question. So in the 14 bill case also, if you feel you are right, you would have approached the court by now. That you do not approach the court, you very well know that you have trespassed beyond the precincts of constitution of the country. And let me tell you, you may call yourself anarchist, but the country does not need anarchists.
Ashutosh,
the country needs
Ashutosh,
the rule of the constitution.
I want you to come in on the specific point that which was asked the first time Rajendra Kumar was charged as well, that the Aam Aadmi Party specifically ignored a Transparency International letter to the Delhi Chief Minister, which clearly pointed out that there was allegations of corruptions against Kumar. And the fact is that the suggestion has been that this is a former IIT batchmate of Arvind Kejriwal, that he knew him, he had a soft corner for him. So what, there were three different warnings on Rajendra Kumar. There was the AAP volunteer Om Prakash, there was the CBI raid which came from Ashish Joshi's complaint, and there was the Transparency International letter. And Arvind Kejriwal chose to look the other way on all three of these complaints.
Barka, we have said earlier, we are saying again, that if there is an iota of evidence against Rajendra Kumar, Aam Aadmi Party government will not defend him, come what may. If courts find him guilty, just hang him. But the fact is different. The fact is very, very different. That it is happening for the simple reason because Mr. Modi does not want Arvind Kejriwal government to be stabilized here. As I told you earlier also, why it is so that the 309 DANIX officers are needed in Delhi government. But in the last 1.5 years, more than 140 officers has been transferred from Delhi without even getting any clearance from the Delhi government. Where is Andamar? 24 officers are needed. And right now they are working 31 officers. Okay. 21, the bills have been passed by the Delhi government. And all the bills have been stopped by Modi government with the help of LG and the Home Ministry. Why it is happening? In the last 1 week, one MLA is arrested, another MLA is again.
I want to ask you something. You said that if there's an iota of hard evidence against Rajendra Kumar, you will not protect him. But who is to conduct that investigation? It has to be a non-Delhi linked body. So I guess it has to be the CBI. So when the CBI investigates it, why do you say that this is vindictiveness?
No, I'm saying it is vindictive for the simple reason, because I'm showing you the court order, the court observation. The court has just not simply given an observation. Court has clearly said, and special CBI court has sent a reference to the Delhi High Court to initiate contempt proceeding. When the CBI is investigating the matter, the court has asked to initiate a contempt proceeding in this particular case against the CBI. And you know what happened afterward? The CBI judge was court judge, special court judge was transferred for no in a very mysterious circumstances. Anybody who knows Narendra Modi knows that how he functions. So I'm not talking about simply on the hearsay. I'm showing you the documents. I'm talking on the basis of the court, what the court has said. It is not a simple observation. It is a case where the court was so incensed by the action of the special CBI court that it has said initiate a contempt proceeding against CBI on this particular matter. So I'm talking with facts and with figures.
That's a valid question.
That is why
this is not a valid point.
That is, the court took this position. After that, for the CBI to do
this
does create suspicion. Quickly, Sambit.
First and foremost, there was a special CBI court direction which was in fact not agreed to by the High Court. So High Court is higher than the special CBI court. We have to follow what the High Court says. The High Court rather said don't return the papers. The investigative officer has the rights to keep the papers. Well, yes, the Supreme Court turned that down and said please return the photocopy of those papers.
Okay.
So all this was about the papers. It was not about the case. Barkha, you also know if a final closure would have come from the Supreme Court, then this case would have laid to rest. The CBI would not have been arresting the people going against the court. Nowhere the court mentioned that don't investigate corruption.
Okay.
And secondly, when Mr. Ashutosh says if there is an iota of evidence, so who is the certifying authority? It is not Arvind Kejriwal who is the certifying authority or the spokespersons of BJP or Aam Aadmi Party who are the certifying authorities.
Ashutosh, go ahead.
I also,
Ashutosh. Ashutosh, that's a fair point. Who you can't self-certify your own honesty.
No, no, it is very easy to malign the image of a particular IAS officer and then say the court, he will get exonerated by the court. Why this is happening? Why every time Aam Aadmi Party government, why 21
you said everyone was chore, including the present president.
Why it is so? Why it is so? And those bills were kept for more than a year. More than a year. Officers are transferred without any consultation with the Delhi government. Not a single officer can be appointed by a duly elected chief ministers. This is happening for the simple reason because Narendra Modi, A, cannot forget that he has lost badly in Delhi. It's a political vendetta. Secondly, he knows that the way Aam Aadmi Party is winning in Punjab and Goa, the clear message will go and then Mr. Modi will find it very difficult to come back. And that is why BJP is
winning in victory.
So if today Mr. Modi is scared of anybody, it is Arvind Kejriwal and Aam Aadmi Party. That is why he's trying to dislodge us. And let me, one last sentence.
Ashutosh, please don't scare me any further. Let me please speak for 10 seconds.
Sheila Dikshit is not interrogated in the last 2 years. Sheila Dikshit has not been served any notice. But Aam Aadmi Party Minister Kapil Mishra has been asked
to be
interrogated.
Let me speak for 10 seconds. Barkha wants my closing comments.
Yeah,
go ahead. Speak my
but that's a fair point there. Why no notices to Sheila Dikshit? Why only to Kejriwal's aide? Very quickly, Sambit, wrap this up now.
No notices to Sheila Dikshit was with the Aam Aadmi Party. And finally, we have the ACB calling Sheila Dikshit because of the strike.
No, for the last 2 years, your government, ACB is with you, my dear.
This. Secondly, let me complete. When you say that, when you take a high moral ground, don't malign the intentions of a good IAS officer, you were the one who released lists of 13 people saying that, yes, sab chor hai, including the President of India, the present
Answer
President of
question.
India, you have forgotten that. So have you dragged these people to the court? Have you proved that any one of them, rather,
okay,
you are hugging
Is
Rajendra Kumar the CM candidate of Punjab? That the whole apple cart of Aam Aadmi Party has been disturbed by Rajendra Kumar's arrest.
Why is not interrogated? No notice, sir.
Okay,
why? Sheila Dikshit has been interrogated.
Where are the
evidences that you are having? 370 cases. Where are those?
Okay, Sambit Patra, Ashutosh, leaving it there. Rajendra Kumar will be produced in court tomorrow. The court will have to have the final say on this matter. But this has clearly gone beyond the story of a Delhi government principal secretary and become about a full-blown battle between the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party. Ashutosh and Sambit Patra, thank you so much for joining us on the Buck Stops here.